What does motion sound like? With Kizik Hands Free Shoes, it sounds a little something like this. Experience the magic of motion. Get a free pair of socks with your first order at kizik.com/socks.
This is the DiPietro and Rothenberg podcast.
Yep.
Listen live weekday mornings from 6 to 10 a.m. on 98.7 ESPN in New York.
Yep.
The ESPN New York app.
Yep.
Or on your smart speaker by asking it to play 98.7 ESPN.
The number one pick in the NHL draft, but the man that can't seem to stump. Do something dumb, that's an observation. CLT make him need to run.
That's Lars
Eller! Every trash, EMT for short. Wonder if we best once you peep the score. Up at the crack of dawn, top stories of the morning. While you yawn and grab your coffee, rise to shine with 98.7. This is Drop Time. We provide highlights from your favorite teams. Got Dave and Rick making plenty of picks. It's Rule 76.
Ah, wakey, wakey, eggs and bakey.
And welcome aboard.
I'm Rick DiPietro.
You know what time it is, right?
I hope it's plays of the day.
Close.
No, it's three stars, sorry.
And see how much I missed you, David. And there he is, my co-host, Dave Rothenberg.
I got to make peanut butter and jelly sandwiches. I got to make cheese sandwiches. I got to get stuff going.
Look at my guy, Super Dad, our amazing producers, the father-to-be, the very handsome RJ Santillo.
Get a teeny weeny panini genie.
See, that's something you missed too, Dave. Nice little nugget about RJ. We'll talk about that later. And how about him? The man with the best hair in the business, Raymond Santiago.
No refrills.
Wow. That is well said. And of course, as always, we're rolling with the company. Thank you for getting up with us on this Thursday morning. We are DNR, the R&R boys.
It's that little fat nugget, Naylor.
I do hate that guy. Call us what you want. Don't ever call us lazy. Here's every weekday morning, 6 a.m. to 10 a.m. right here on 98.7 ESPN in New York. Number to call, you know it, 1-800-919-3776.
You are the man, Rick, dude.
Wow, thank you. We have an unbelievable show planned for you today.
Ha ha! You can't get us.
No. We want them to get us. Our New York Islanders made it official last night. They are on their way to the NHL playoffs. Get those hands up, David. Yes, yes. The Yankees shook off some first-inning controversy and beat the Guardians. That's now four straight series wins to start the season. Pete Alonso hit his Major League sixth home run of the season as the Mets take 2-3 from the Padres. Saquon Barkley, he's all set with his franchise tag. We got Mel Kiper at 7:35, stuff you missed at 9:15. And as always, on the Thursday at 7:45, we have observations and did it happen in Florida. But before we get to any of that, I'd like to stop and really highlight what makes our very own Raymond Santiago such a tremendous catch. First of all, he's giving.
Going around during warm-ups and double-handing somebody, so.
Excuse me? Wow. He's a coffee connoisseur.
My first cousin, and he just handed me beans.
Beautiful beans. Rarely loses his temper.
At what point did I not say that he stunk?
Very motivational.
Obviously, the reason for the holiday, it's Memorial Day, guys. Listen, the saying is, some gave all, obviously.
Inspirational. And of course, our favorite, the man is a wordsmith.
No refrills.
You could hear him just quit on it. I can't believe he's still single. I don't know how everyone else feels, but that is our very own Raymond Santiago, and we love him. Another guy we love. Oh, he's my best friend. Very own David Rothenberg.
Wow. That's 3 minutes of airtime we'll never get back, huh?
Wow. See, it'd be nice before. I told you it was expansive, and then you come at me.
No, I'm not going at anybody. I wish it was longer.
I thought it was well done.
I thought it was well. There were a couple hiccups there. RJ, I don't know if you caught them when he said something about Pete Alonso. He messed that up. And did you mention, I didn't hear this because I was so focused on every word that I might have missed one or two. Did you mention observations and DHIP in the open?
Always.
Okay.
Then
it was very, very well done. Very, very nice. And how Raymond does not have a woman by the end of the show today after that open, it would be beyond me.
Makes no sense. Guy's got perfect hair.
Perfect hair.
Multiple
great
jobs.
Facial hair, too. When you discuss the hair, the facial hair has to be thrown in there.
Right. And I'm sure I haven't seen the other hair, but I'm sure it's spectacular.
And on top of that,
he's got a beautiful, beautiful bedroom and a half apartment with stainless steel appliances.
That's right.
Has got everything.
And remember, there's a full sauna, jacuzzi, whirlpool, and full lap pool in the apartment complex. And a dog run, too.
And multiple parking spots.
That's right. And by the way, you didn't mention he has a sensational Jeep.
Does have a gorgeous Jeep. You're right.
So he's got it all going on. Guess who got to clean up dog vomit yesterday?
Hold on. Let me think.
Yeah, guess who did?
I bet you did.
That's right. And not your garden variety on the hardwood dog vomit. No, no, no. This special dog vomit was on the carpet. That's right. So now you got to start steam cleaning, and you got to bust out sprays and hoses. What a life I got going on right now.
You pulled out the Stanley steamer?
I don't know that it's a Stanley steamer. I pulled out some steamer, and I got this yelp from upstairs. Do you even know how to use it?
Oh.
Yeah, because now what has happened, and you know this, when you're not well and you don't feel well and things are not going the way you'd like, who do you take it out on?
You.
Yeah, that's right.
Your caretaker?
The person closest to you. So I got yelled at, listen to this, yesterday. By the way, this portion of the show driven by the All-American Ford Auto Group, the number one volume Ford group in the Northeast. Huge locations in Paramus, Hackensack, Old Bridge, and Point Pleasant. Shop allamericanford.net. That's allamericanford.net. So towards the end of the Mets game, I had to rush Alex to Hebrew school. He had actual Hebrew school yesterday, right? And I'll tell you a story about that, too, which you will absolutely adore later. I come back, and my phone is on red. So I put my phone on the charger, didn't realize the ringer's off, right? So I'm downstairs watching the end of the Mets game. Sherry's upstairs, and I specifically stay downstairs to not bother her because she's sleeping and resting and the whole thing, right? All of a sudden, I get a yell down. Do you not care about me at all?
Oh.
I'm like, oh God.
Well, oh, my goodness.
What happened? I've been texting you. I've been calling you. Obviously, you don't care. I was like, no, I do care. My phone is on the stand, and it's, you know, I guess the ringer's off. I'm sorry. Why didn't you just call down to me and say, I need your help? She's like, I think my foot's infected.
Oh.
I was like, oh God. So I guess, and I didn't even know this, I guess they put Betadine all over you.
Yeah, right. Clean the leg.
Right, which makes it all red. I don't know whether she's allergic to Betadine or the typical reaction after having it on for too long is that it starts to burn, but her foot was literally on fire. So we had to figure out a way to get her into the shower and just, it's tremendous fun right now. Let's just say the 4 hours you and I spent together, clearly highlight of the day.
Good thing you have the new fancy bath fitter, though. You bought right in that shower.
Oh, right into the shower. There's no, you take everything for granted when just you're an adult, right? You take everything for granted. Little do you realize that there's a little step to get into the shower, and that step for her is like Everest for the normal person right now.
Well, could you imagine if it was still a tub?
Well, that's not where you take the shower. If you listen to the read closely, that's Alex's bathroom.
Well, I thought they did the whole mansion.
Mm-mm.
I figured that's why the read was in perpetuity.
No. The read is in perpetuity because it was Alex's bathroom that they did so beautifully. And it was my wife and I. If you really listen closely, and let me see when I'll do that read today, if in fact I will do that read today. 9:25.
Perfect.
So here's the thing. Listener comprehension and retention. If you listen all day long through 9:25 and you hear the read, you'll win nothing, but at least you'll know exactly what I say.
But very soon, very soon, because we had a very productive Zoom meeting about it.
I love meetings.
Oh, I love it, especially these meetings. Some of my favorite. We got a lot accomplished. There will be a very, very impressive prize that will involve some form of listener retention.
I think you could almost say, and that's going to happen starting in soon. And we're going to announce the big spectacular very soon without giving too much or really anything away. It's not a normal prize. It's I don't want to say life-changing because that's probably building too much into it, but it is a big deal.
Dude, I'm not even joking. This is a prize that you would want. This is a prize that I would want, that RJ would want.
RJ actually needs this prize.
Well, this would be, could you imagine this for RJ, how amazing it would be?
It would be life-changing, but I don't think RJ's eligible. RJ, you're not eligible to win this prize, are you?
No, ineligible, very ineligible.
Being said, how much would you love to have this prize?
Oh, it'd be fantastic. Going through the process now, a lot of legalities, and once we get that sorted out, we'll be giving stuff away.
When do we, because you know this kind of thing, you're on the inside, right? You're dealing with the man every day. When exactly, Are we going to announce that this prize is happening?
I would say announcement will come in the next, I'd say, week or two. I would say the actual process will begin next month.
Next month, right.
Yeah, you saw how productive that first meeting was? 2 months earliest.
Two months will be past the date that the prize will happen.
Oh, did that meeting give you any confidence that this thing was going to be really ready to rock and roll?
I don't know. I don't want to get in trouble with anybody else. You take the slings and arrows today.
No,
all right,
I'm good.
So
it's a great meeting.
Mets, terrific victory. Yankees, terrific victory. Where do we start? I mean, the local baseballs and the Mets have gotten more negativity than the Yankees, but the Yankees a little bit with the lineup and look what they're doing and Clark Schmidt, and he's no good. You know, fell behind yesterday, that bizarro play in the first inning. Everybody completely up in arms. Here's the thing, and I understand that it was weird the way they waited so long and then allowed the challenge to happen. It was the right call.
Yeah, but it wasn't about being the right call. It was absolutely the right call. I mean, yes went to freaking commercial, man. Both teams were in the dugouts. They went to commercial. I think what really made Aaron Boone angry was that he felt they allowed the replay on the scoreboard to now dictate whether or not they were going to huddle up. Because I guess once they huddle up, so they don't challenge. You got to put your hand up and then you get 15 seconds.
Correct.
Right? So they didn't do that. Both teams are in the dugouts. Clark Schmidt works his way out of it. No damage done. And then now all of a sudden, because they put it up on the scoreboard, people see that Aaron Hicks didn't catch the ball. They go crazy. They're booing. The umpires decide they want to huddle up. And what they say now is that they were talking about whether or not the run scored before
Correct.
The ball was thrown to second, which now reopens Terry Francona's ability to challenge, which is fugazi.
So you had a major problem with it.
No, listen, I mean, I'm forgetting the call right.
All right, so that's what, at the end of the day, that's what happened. The call was right. All I'm saying is this.
But that's one of the calls. But see, this is the problem with everything that we do. And it doesn't matter. I don't care if it's sports or whatever. It's when you have a good idea, the idea in like this utopian world is that, okay, this idea is going to work because, you know, we want replay. We want the right calls. And then once you start replay, it was four initially like egregious mistakes, which yesterday would have been an egregious mistake because
yes.
It cost Cleveland a run, right? And then it turns into
two runs, really.
Yeah, right. Two runs, and it cost him 10 extra pitches. But it's like, okay, now we've gone from egregious mistakes to the guy's finger came off second base with the tag on, so now he's out. So people take advantage of it. That's not fun for anybody. Like, it's like we talk about in the NFL with the having a sky judge. Like, we have technology now where it's not going to slow anything down. If Chelsea sees that Aaron Hicks dropped the ball, you know, radio to the umpire. Bad call. Change it.
I don't disagree with you. I think you're 100% right. But the Yankee fans were so incensed. And let me ask you this. If it was reversed and the same exact thing happened and whoever, I can't even think of who Cleveland center fielder is at the moment, comes in.
Miles Straw, right.
Comes in, ball hits, run should have scored. They messed it up. They go to commercial. They come back. Wouldn't the Yankees fans demand get the call right? Like, do you think any Yankees fan this morning would be saying anything about they messed that up? I don't think so.
No. I mean, they'd be criticizing Aaron Boone. Like, why the hell didn't you challenge it in the first place? That's
fair.
Why you're paying a video guy.
Fair. You know what's so funny is when I was – so I'm watching it live at the moment.
Right.
And I thought to myself, boy, it didn't really look like he caught it. But everyone was so just, you know, clearly he caught it, and we'll go to commercial, and the inning is over. Obviously, he did. How did Francona not think for a second that maybe the ball maybe possibly the ball dropped in?
Well, it's the first inning. I mean, it was in his glove. I mean, and he already had made a nice sliding catch. I mean, this is on your video review guy. To be in that moment aware of whether or not this is something that you want to challenge. Like, that phone's got to ring and they got to know. That's how you're supposed to operate. And I think that's really what aggravated Aaron Boone. You heard him. I mean, he got his money's worth. And at one point he's like, so he gets whatever the bleep he wants. It was the gist of what he was saying.
Boone gets so angry.
I love it.
You do you?
I really like it.
I don't know. It's just you never know when it's going to happen. It's like certain things that you don't think would really set them off to that extent, they do. Let's take a listen quickly to Boone. We'll break, come back, get to your calls. 800-919-3776. And Cleveland got completely bailed out by that review.
Gets thrown up on the scoreboard. I'm not saying they looked at the scoreboard, but obviously you could feel the emotion in the building. Then it's them like getting together to get it right and then going to Cleveland. I think in the end, bailing them out. Obviously took exception to it. They got to play right. They got to play right. But there's no way in no way the environment did not create, in my opinion, the end result.
Again, the only thing I could say is if it was reversed, Yankee fans would say, well, at least they got the call right, and that's what you're trying to do.
Right. Well, of course. I mean, because that's what happens. But I'm just like, it's like the expedited review that we see in the playoffs all of a sudden in the NFL. Like, just get the call right. Just get it right. That's one of the calls that we're talking about.
It's and that's
not
where
the guy's
call.
Fingers off second. Yeah, right. It's not the call that with the guy's fingers, you know, barely off second base after you think he already stole. That's not what we're looking to fix. It's that. I know it's the first inning, but still. I mean, you go from getting out of that inning with no damage to now two runs and 10 extra pitches.
You know what I didn't realize also, and you probably did? If the run, and I think this is right, if the runner scores before they get the double the guy at second base, that counts? That's a good run?
That's a good run, yeah.
Yeah, I didn't realize that.
Well, now you know. That's a little baseball tidbit.
Yeah, now I have that. Now I'm armed with that kind of information. Now I'm dangerous.
Now, you're always dangerous. You don't have to worry about that.
Now I'm dangerous. Now I walk into a party and somebody says, excuse me, and they give me that scenario. I'm like, yep, I've seen that April the 12th, 2023. See, now I file that away.
Also the day where the dogs puked up the five bagels that they ate on the counter.
Yeah.
That's what you get for letting them eat five bagels.
I didn't let them eat. Oh, my God. Okay, so when Rocco pulls some of the crap he pulls, it's your fault.
I always take the blame. Always.
Oh, yeah, I'm sure you do.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the upcoming draft, the playoff intensity, and finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPNpods. That's amazon.com/ESPNpods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Sergeant and Mr. Smith, you're gonna love this house.
Bunk beds in a closet?
There's no field manual for finding the right home. But when you do, USAA Homeowners Insurance can help protect it the right way. Restrictions apply.
Thanks for listening to the DPetro and Rothenberg podcast.
I think they're listening to me.
They're everywhere, Dave.
I know you're here.
Catch the show on demand wherever and whenever you want.
Woohoo! Over here!
Just subscribe to us, rate us, and review us wherever you get your podcasts.
And let's be fair. I've been nothing but kind and nice and very, very giving towards Raymond recently.
You have. I was supporting you there with the
other
one.
You're a giver is what you are. I don't think it's fair, Raymond. I don't think it's fair. You see Dave is struggling. I mean, he's got these walking dogs. There's vomit. There's children.
He's got a lot on his plate right now.
Sherry's foot almost fell off.
What almost fell off?
Sherry's foot that we thought was going to fall off was infected maybe.
Well, I had the phone in my hand. I mean, you know this better than anyone.
Did you wash it?
An infection after a surgery, very dangerous.
Yeah, I had a blood clot. Very, very dangerous.
Exactly.
So did you give her like a hand? Did you hand wash her in the shower?
No, but I did like a mama bird would do. I slipped on a covering over the knee site where it's been, you know, had surgery on it.
Right.
So a shower covering, so she was able to get into the shower.
That's beautiful.
But the thing I wanted to stop. It's not beautiful.
Well, it's very nice. It's
but I wanted her to keep
each other.
Like because listen, she's obviously not doing well and she needs help. But I wanted her to kind of keep her dignity. So I kind of helped her into the shower, and then I was like, listen, I'm going to step right outside the door. If you need me, you just call me. So I don't think she notices all the nuances that goes into me making these decisions.
Right. If it gets me, I'm hand bathing Cass. She's getting the full treatment.
Here's the problem. I couldn't get her into the tub.
Well, no, you can just jump in the shower and give her a little, get the loof out.
What? I mean, are you out of your mind?
Get all the crevasses?
I mean, really? I mean,
what?
Your life is like a John Holmes movie.
It's a beautiful.
Does everything make you think this is not the time nor the place for sexiness?
I can't get enough of your love, babe. I think it's a moment that you share as a couple.
It's not a moment that you share.
Just think.
Do you know how humbling it is to have someone get into the shower with you and have to scrub you down because you can't do it for yourself?
Bang, yes. Bang, bang.
Yes, I have. And I loved every second of it.
You never had the feel of the cold meat and egg on your hands. There's no way. There's no way anybody on this show would want to be at the point where they could not bathe or shower themselves and their spouse would have to get into the shower and probably in an embarrassing fashion scrub them down.
Cassandra scrubbed me down numerous times.
Well, RJ, is that what you're looking for? To have surgery where you can't move and have to have Ange get into the shower with you and as you're at your lowest point, scrub you down?
I mean...
like this.
I mean, it's not ideal, but I think what Rick is saying is, you know, here we are. Make the best of it.
Right.
What does that even mean?
Well, what does that mean? What does it mean? Like I was like a
pretty self-explanatory.
Yeah, I was like a mama bird putting a wrapping on. What mama bird puts a wrapping on the
well,
the
I'm saying
bird?
Like the mama birds are known very well to take care of their young.
By wrapping them up,
I'm sure a mama bird would do that if it was necessary.
The same mama bird that kicks them out of the nest is like, okay, time to fly.
Forget it. Yeah, I mean, you know what? Obviously, these things are too big for you.
Listen,
I got this guy. Everything's a porno to him. RJ doesn't understand. Forget it. Raymond, obviously, the thought of taking care of another person is completely something foreign to him. So forget it.
No, I mean,
forget it.
We know you're versatile in the shower as it is.
I was thinking about Ray in the shower this morning.
We know you can make magic in that shower.
This is not a magician kind of scenario here, guys.
What's for dinner today, Dave?
Ha-ha-ha! You can't get us.
Could be a Siegfried and Roy situation.
You know what? Let's just hear Buck Showalter.
Those are my ladies!
I just
think about how nice that would be, though. You and Sherry in the shower. Kind of like, think of like Ghost when they're on the pottery wheel.
Do you understand? She feels like she eats two bites of food and she's like, I'm going to throw up.
Ugh, it's the worst.
The poor girl is...
Is it still the... Because she was out for a while, right? Did she not do good with the anesthesia?
I just think the whole thing. It's a traumatic surgery.
Yeah, it's not great.
It's a real rough surgery, and yeah. So I feel terribly for her, and I want her to keep some dignity. So I'm like, you get in the shower, and I'll sit right here. Or I'll go on the other side of the door, and then of course she's like, you just want to watch the Mets game. I'm like, no.
Yeah, she's right. See, she would have liked it if you were in the shower with her.
No, she didn't want me in the shower. I think she wanted me sitting on the tub as she was in the shower.
Well, you throw the swim shirt on and you get right in there.
I shower naked.
Oh, well, that's good.
Okay.
That's nice.
Okay.
That's reassuring.
Glad we cleared that up.
Well, he said put the swim shirt on. So, no, I wanted him to understand. No, in the shower.
I'm naked right now.
Fully naked.
Good.
Okay.
I would hope so. I mean, I'd have some questions if you're not showering fully naked.
Well, then I don't think you're able to get all the filth and muck off of you.
By the way, speaking of things that you... You didn't know about your co-host. Did you know that RJ is a world-renowned panini maker?
Get a teeny weeny panini genie.
What do you mean? That's funny, by the way. What do you mean world-renowned? Like if I were
top rated
to walk through Belgium, I'd be like RJ Santilli. No. Like, oh, the panini!
No. Where RJ at school at SUNY Brockport, RJ had the top rated panini in the entire area.
They were voted on and RJ won the contest?
Yes.
It's my college job. I worked at the dining hall. And first stretch, I was creating the paninis, and overlapping in that time is they power rank the, I don't know what goes into this. There's like a BCS voting kind of system, but there was a power ranking of the dining halls throughout SUNY, and Brockport for my time there was number one. Yeah.
Wait, but that doesn't necessarily mean you. I'm sure you were good, but does that mean you were elite or just the overall dining hall?
I think you can take away. Listen, when I left, part of the downfall, I don't think they've been number one since. So,
Really? So you're elite with the panini maker.
I was strong. Yeah, it's been a minute, but yeah.
So can I ask a question?
You want some paninis? Yeah.
Well, why do we not have a panini maker in the studio where at the drop of a hat you can is a panini?
Well, it's funny you ask. Mm-hmm. So while you were away last week,
what, the fire marshal?
No, not the yes.
He starts it. He can't have a panini maker.
Well, yes, but that led us back to the story where we're not allowed to have these, you know, plug-in mini.
Fridges.
Well, it led us back to when Rick, you weren't with us at the time. He stole a fridge.
Tell me the story.
He stole a fridge and put it in the studio. And anywhere with Rick now is on high alert.
You stole a fridge?
Yeah, I'm on the watch list. Well, we needed a fridge. There was no fridge, and this fridge was just sitting around, so I stole it.
And who came down on you and said, no, you can't have a fridge in the studio?
That would be Rodney, but then he's connected all the way to the fire marshal, who's connected to the authorities. And
yeah, they had it removed. I came back. We came in, gone.
Well, couldn't we have a panini maker in there but not plugged in? And when we're ready to use it, now we just plug it in?
No. Yeah, why not in the kitchen?
Don't think that's allowed either.
Why can't we do it in the kitchen?
You can't have an unplugged panini maker?
What's its purpose?
It's just
to make paninis.
To plug in.
You can't plug it in.
Yeah, but if you plug it in when it's supervised, why can't you do that?
No, it has
supervised
to be.
Supervised by who?
Yeah,
supervised by RJ, the elite panini maker of the world.
No.
We have some asinine rules, you know that?
It could cause a flammable surface. And
what if we hide it, though? What if we have a secret panini compartment?
Yeah. Like you like press, have a, little, you press like a button a on the wall and all of a sudden a full kitchen shows up.
How about this? We have a panini speakeasy.
We could do that. I was telling Dave during the last break, though. Maybe this is the moment he's been waiting for to turn into the person he's always wanted to be.
No.
To do all these things around the home. Before you know it, he'll be you know, doing home projects.
Nope.
Working on the car.
I've never wanted to be this person. This could be the beginning
of a whole new Dave.
I've wanted to be the secondary provider in the home my whole life. That's what I've always hoped to be.
Wait, aim
I was that. And I am that. And now I'm not in my comfort zone. But you should have seen me yesterday. With the dishwasher, unbelievable.
Can you imagine? Like, you hear the stories like Aaron. Remember Aaron Rodgers' story? Like, how the teacher told him, like, hey, what are you going to be? He's like, I'm going to be an NFL football player. And the teacher's like, no, you're not. You better study up. You're not going to be an NFL football player. They asked, hey, what are you going to be? I'd like to be the secondary provider.
You know what? It matters. To be an elite father matters to me. And I try everything in my power to do that. To be the number one capable person in the house, I never. Who strives for that?
I don't know, me?
Most people strive to be the best that they can be in the house.
No, I'm happy to be in that number two role. Very happy.
Yeah, this is why you're Barney Rubble. Now we figured it out.
Well, but I'm not Barney Rubble on the air. You should have seen me yesterday with the dishwasher. It's complex, and it's got a lot of buttons. And Sherry had taught me recently what buttons to press. You put it in like a little pod, then you close up this little area, and then you press, it's a three-button combination. But there's like 40 buttons. So I hit the three buttons, thing ran, I emptied, I refilled, I got that down pat now.
Look at you.
Can't you see Dave walking around? You know the on their wrist, what quarterbacks wear when they're audible? Dave has color-coded.
He's lifting up the flap. He's got his finger along the place.
You guys laugh all you want. There are wives that would leave checklists of things that have to be done. I don't need that.
Well, you know, you needed a waterproof, water-resistant wristband. Calling out codes, yelling across the home to Ben, garage codes.
Oh, speaking of that, I have a garage thing to do today.
Sherry's in his helmet till 15 seconds.
That's right. Till you're about to turn the dishwasher on, she's in my ear.
When he hits the cutoff point, he freaks out.
That's going
can't
to,
read the defense.
Yeah. I think climb out. You know what I do in that point? Goff. Quarterback sneak.
Thanks for listening to the DiPietro and Rothenberg podcast. Looking for more access to the show?
Why?
Because you know why.
Follow us on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook at DR on ESPN. This is DiPietro and Rothenberg.
I was telling Dave during the last break, though, maybe this is the moment he's been waiting for to turn into the person he's always wanted to be.
No.
To do all these things around the home. He'll be doing home projects.
I've never wanted to be this. I've wanted to be the secondary provider in the home my whole life. That's what I've always hoped to be. And I am that. And now I'm not in my comfort zone.
This is DiPietro and Rothenberg.
To be the number one capable person in the house, who strives for that?
on 98.7 ESPN.
Oh,
oh, what a song. What a voice.
Oh.
We should have Adele on the show.
I would love to have Adele on the show.
RJ, can you go through Adele's people and get her on the show?
Hello.
Yeah.
Hello.
I'll hit up Mav and see where we're at.
Yeah, you should. I mean, sports connection right there. Come on. RJ, that would be our crowning achievement to have Adele on the show.
What, I mean, you know what? You never know until you try. And not forget about on the show. RJ, get her in studio.
Oh, could you imagine that?
No.
Now, I wouldn't be able to function correctly.
You think I sing for her? You think she's wowed?
I think she probably asked you to be on her next song.
Sometimes you want to go
where everybody knows your name. I mean, I might be doing a Vegas tour.
Well, it'd be a residency, yeah. But she, I mean, she probably had to have heard you with Katy Perry when you were
singing. And you're going to hear me.
Yeah, quite possibly. But what you know what?
You're the perfect accoutrement to any good song.
Bum, bum, bum. RJ, seriously, though, not even kidding around. I'll book Adele.
I'm on it.
We'll reach out to Rich Paul.
Yep.
That would be terrific. We'll hear from Chris Russo. Here's what I got to do now. I got to take matters into my own hands. All right,
which you probably do quite a bit, yeah.
Go ahead, because I got nothing left. I'm done.
You never had the feel of the cold meat and egg on your hands? Why are you so...
I got nothing left. I'm done. Honestly, I'm done. Don't you have like don't you have an injury to sustain at some point? Like a men's hockey league or baseball or something?
He's already got the injury.
I feel
he
we're...
just snorted.
Honestly, what kind of a moron...
I feel we're in a tenuous place.
What kind of a moron is wearing a boot... Gets a call from a buddy. Hey, we're playing baseball tonight. Why don't you come join us? You're like, okay, I'll be there.
Well, here's the conundrum.
A man who toughs it out.
Oh, right, here's the conundrum. Well, because I got to play hockey anyway. So, I mean.
Why don't you ask Sherry to play? I mean, how dumb are you? Seriously, you've got a major injury. You're in a boot. You've seen a doctor. And yet, oh, sure, I'll be out there.
I'm no animal, though. I would. We could shower. I would help her shower after the game.
I'm sure you would. I have zero doubt.
Oh, you are.
You really are damaged, aren't you? So what happened? What'd you break yesterday?
No, I don't want to talk about it. I didn't break anything.
What'd you break?
No.
What'd you pull?
Oh, see, he's in the corner now. Now he's going to lash out.
I'm in the corner? Please. Yeah.
Who's the cat
me.
Now?
Guys, I slept maybe 2.5 hours last night. Why, Rick? Oh, groin, hamstring. I got everything. Everything hurts. Everything aches.
No, listen. You're my friends. I enjoy your company. I figured I would share a little bit, but now guess what? I won't. I won't share anymore. I'll lock it up inside.
Who said don't share?
No, I thought
that's what
we were
I need.
Nice
I need someone to complain to me. That's what I need about someone else's injuries.
I wish you.
What do you want
to
get you soup?
I wish you were.
You
here
want
to
graham crackers?
Me.
You want a clementine? What do you want?
I do like the graham cracker a lot.
Well, who doesn't like the graham cracker?
It's delicious.
Want to hear a great story before we get to some of the calls, by the way?
I would love to, yeah.
So this is great. I think you guys will love this. I think of all of you on the show, for some reason, I think Raymond will love this the most. But you'll all love it. So Alex has Hebrew school yesterday. Drop him off, whatever. Comes home last night. He goes, Dad, I gotta tell you what happened to Hebrew school. I said, what happened? I got in trouble.
Oh, no.
I said, why? He said, we were in the middle of Hebrew school and they caught me. I said, caught you doing what? He was watching the end of the Mets game on his phone.
Stop.
Yeah. I said, I'm not angry at that. He's like, they took my phone. I was like, do they still have it? He's like, no, they gave it back at the end of Hebrew school. But the teacher said, what on earth are you doing? And I said, it's the ninth inning. Just please let me finish watching the game. And they didn't like that, and they took the phone.
That seems like a fair ask.
I thought so.
Yeah, I don't think that's crazy.
I thought so. Come on, Raymond, you love that, no?
He doesn't seem sorry. And you know what? I support it. I support it. Good
that's
for him.
That's the thing. He's not sorry. He's not at all sorry. He thinks they wronged him.
Yeah, well, clearly they did.
I'm sorry you're upset.
If his response is, it's the ninth inning, let me finish.
It's the ninth inning.
There's no remorse there.
No, no remorse. All right, let's get to some of the phone calls. 1-800-919-3776. Wes in East Hanover. Good morning, Wes. You're on 98.7.
Good morning, fellas. Good morning, company. How y'all doing?
What's going on, Wes?
Man, so I'm doing well. So you guys played the Padres this past weekend. Great team. And amazing win in the series. We got beat 3 out of 4. From them. So watching them, man, they are the cream of the crop of the NL. And so what you guys did is impressive. So I was looking at your lineup. Yeah. You don't have anybody hitting really above like 283, but you got Alonzo hitting 6 bombs. So I know you guys need a bat, probably need 2 bats.
Yeah.
Would you prefer higher average or more power?
Power. We need more pop is what we need.
They could use both. Yeah, any sustainable good hitter would be a welcome addition, though.
Right, welcome addition. But, I mean, you figure at some point Beatty's going to get called up. Okay, so he'll hit better than Escobar is hitting. You can't hit worse. Mm-mm. But you need someone outside of Pete in Lindor. But, I mean, Lindor's not a power hitter.
Exactly. You don't look at Lindor and say he's a home run hitter. He hits home runs, but he's not a power guy.
No, dude. I mean, and Pete had he was tied for the major league lead in RBI. I mean, he was third or fourth in home runs last year. But outside of him, you really don't have anyone else in that lineup.
You have one legitimate home run hitter. Nimmo's not a home run hitter.
No.
Marte is not a home run hitter. Lindor is not a home run hitter. McNeil is not a home run hitter. That's it. And you have one guy that you look at and you say, that's a power guy. Like, his game is predicated on home runs. That's it. Other guys can hit them, but you don't. Do you have another guy? Do you have a second guy that's going to hit 27 home runs this year?
Hit 27?
Probably not.
No, I mean, Lindor would have to have he's capable of doing it, but no. I mean, there has to be someone that you can put behind Pete Alonso that scares the hell out of you. And right now, Mark Canna is not the guy.
No.
And I like him.
That doesn't exist.
Dude, Pete Alonso had a really good, 40 home runs and 131 RBI is a really good season.
That's a monster season. And it's even more impressive because he's the only guy.
Only guy. And he was at 270, 271 last year.
He had a great year. And you know what? He's having a great season this year so far. It's been great.
Right. But that's, again, you said it perfectly. The Mets are very reliant on the guys, their guys, top of that lineup.
If their guys don't produce, they're in trouble.
They're in trouble.
Because you get catcher, you might as well just say, we'll take the out. Third base, same thing. I mean, you have multiple.
DH.
The fact that you don't even have a DH.
No, which is amazing because we used to have, why do you want all the people that would call in talking about the DH in the National League? No, we don't want
it. We have Dom Smith. We have so many guys that can be DH.
Did you see, speaking of that, did you see the San Francisco Giants starting lineup yesterday?
So what? Tell me, let me guess, J.D. Davis.
Yeah.
Darren Ruff.
Yeah.
Conforto.
Yep.
Is there more?
Wilmer Flores.
Wilmer Flores.
Yeah.
Great. 4 Mets. But they got hammered, didn't they?
They did. They lost 10-5. Yeah.
Yeah. This portion, by the way, of the show, driven by the All American Ford Auto Group, number one volume Ford group in the Northeast. Huge locations in Paramus, Hackensack, Old Bridge, and Point Pleasant. Shop allamericanford.net. That's allamericanford.net. Let's go to Bill in Queens. Say good morning. Hi, Bill. How are you?
Good morning, Rick, Dave, RJ. Listen, I got really one thing. Dave, you're a whining baby.
Oh,
your wife takes care of you. She does everything for you. All we hear on the show is how amazing Sherry is.
Amazing.
And then the first thing I hear when I turn on the radio on my car this morning is you crying about taking care of her and whining about being in the shower with her. You're out of your mind.
You're a dunce is what you are. Are you wearing a dunce? I'm not complaining about going into the shower if that was needed.
I'm not a dunce.
You're a dunce.
All
no,
you
you're
do
a dunce.
Is
you're
whine
stupid.
Like a
you're
baby.
A stupid person.
You sound
is what
like
you
a lunatic every morning, and Rick is the talent, not you, buddy.
Okay.
Promise.
All right. All right. Go back into mommy's basement. Make your macaroni and cheese.
Yeah.
And rub
mommy's
it on your rub it on your body and
mommy's
eat it off your
basement.
Chest. All right. Goodbye, Bill. Bye bye now. He's a dunce.
And there it is.
He's got no friends. He's probably desperate for the warmth of a woman. And he's
who the hell are you?
Is what he is.
I think he made some great points.
And you know what? What else is great? He held on for over an hour for that.
I thought it was a strong call.
Obviously, you're obsessed with the show and you can't get enough.
I thought it was a strong call.
He's a dunce. It's fine.
I did not expect your first tussle of the day to go like that.
Why?
Oh, well, you called for it. But you called for it.
Well, I'm not opposed to it. But I mean, you know, the amazing thing is people hear what they want to hear. Did I ever once say I wouldn't have gone into the shower and taken care of her? Did I ever once say that? Or did I wanted to give her some dignity and not be at the point where I had to go into the shower to help her?
Right. I don't think you're whining. See, I wouldn't call what you're doing whining necessarily. I think it's just pointing out things that you were never asked to do that now you're in charge of it.
I'm in charge of everything.
You've been given the household.
I'm the real adult right now.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. I mean, this is Home Alone, but with a 50-year-old man.
That's right. I mean, you think Don could do this?
Probably not, no.
Okay. You think Kay could do this?
Yes.
No, please.
Oh, what do you mean, please?
Of course.
Kay can do anything.
Of course he can.
They
have a nanny.
It's an au pair, yeah.
Whatever. They have an imported woman from Europe. No?
So, I mean, it's he works two jobs. He's got a lot of stuff going on.
It's fine. There's no way Kay is doing what I'm doing right now.
I think Kay could easily step in the home right now and just do whatever.
He'd have a private duty nurse is what he'd have.
No, he'd be in the shower or the tub with Jody. It would be beautiful.
Yeah, it'd be beautiful. It's amazing to me that everything for you goes back there.
No, I'm of the opinion if I get invited into the shower with my wife, the answer is always yes.
I wasn't invited in.
Wow, okay, if you got to help her get into the shower, you're already in the shower.
It could have been the least romantic situation in the history of situations, and of course you go there.
No, I wasn't. It didn't have to be romantic. I just think it's a nice moment.
We're not looking for nice moments. We're looking for functionality here.
Like, that would be one of the moments that you go back to and you guys shared together. Like, you could be like, remember that time when you had the ACL and you couldn't walk and we thought your foot was infected, so I had to help you into the shower.
Yeah, and I was more than happy to help her in it. If I had to get into, I said, do you want me to do this? And she's like, no, because she wants a little self-respect, a little dignity. Not like you were. It's like, oh, maybe you play the porno music. I get in there and we have some kind of a bizarre tryst right now.
I didn't say anything about that.
That's what you're thinking. I'm going to get your head out of the gutter.
No, I'm just saying, you give me a loofer, I can do amazing things with it.
It's amazing that dunce thought I'm immature.
I think it's a different it's a different kind of immaturity.
It's a great kind of immaturity.
Listen, me around the house is like whatever you need.
Oh, of course.
I can do it all.
Of course.
I'm just easy.
A tool belt, bunch of screwdrivers, some wrenches. Yeah.
Of course. All right, you want to hear quickly Chris Russo and his awful take? Here's what I think we do. We hear it. And then we break, and then we react to the horrendous take.
I like it.
Here it is. Chris Russo, first take. There's a team in Major League Baseball, the best team in Major League Baseball. He doesn't take them seriously.
Rays have beaten the Tigers, the Nats, the Athletics, who are a Triple-A team, and the Red Sox, who they always beat 12 in a row in Tampa. I do not take them seriously as a world championship team. They win 90 games, but I put a lot of cold water on this winning streak. The opponents, they're not beating the Yankees and the Astros.
I mean, what a take that is.
That's a tough take.
That's brutal. And you're right. You're not beating the Yankees and the Astros. You're 12-0. How many teams have had better starts in the history of baseball than 12-0?
I would have to look it up.
It's, you know what it is? The answer is two. Two teams have started out 13-0, and that's it in the history of the game. So I don't care if you're playing. I don't care if you're playing high school teams. You're 12-0, and you're four games ahead of the Yankees. Now I'm not sitting here telling you they're a World Series team, but to say you don't take them seriously, asinine.
No, I think you have to take them seriously. And on top of that, I mean, what wins? I mean, right now they're hitting home runs and. Look at their pitching staff.
Their pitching is always good.
Thanks for listening to the DiPietro and Rothenberg podcast.
I think they're listening to me.
They're everywhere, Dave.
I know you're here.
Catch the show on demand wherever and whenever you want.
Woohoo! Over here!
Just subscribe to us, rate us, and review us wherever you get your podcasts.
The guest of all guests, we are 2 weeks from the day away from the NFL draft. And Rick, you would agree with me, nobody that walks the earth better to break it down with than our great buddy Mel Kiper Jr., right?
There's no one. I think it's safe to say, and this is not because Mel's on the phone with us and that I buy him tons and tons of whipped cream. As far as guests go on the show, I think Mel is at the top of the list.
We love him. Good morning, Mel. How are you?
Yeah, I just got a call from Todd McShay, said he wasn't available. That's why you called me.
So, not true.
I'm okay being a backup.
Not true.
I'm okay with that.
Mel, it's not true. In fact, we've never had McShay on the show because you're our guy. We don't want to get into that kind of a situation at all.
That would be fine with me. You can always have Todd on anytime you want.
Where are you with the whipped cream, by the way, right now? Because my understanding is there is a gargantuan shipment that's not too far away.
Oh, boys, I'm hurting. I'm struggling with the whipped cream. I don't know. I need some desperately, but I haven't had any for about 2 weeks now.
Mel, I got to tell you this. So I have everything in place. Like, you know, last time it's all beautifully packaged up because I want to make sure it's just right.
The
problem now is I don't know if it's people listening to the show. Two different grocery stores. I can only commandeer three bottles. I can't just send you three cans. So you will have a gigantic shipment early next
week. That's the problem. These things are gone so quickly, they fly off the shelves. Maybe because all the publicity we give, you know, fat-free whipped cream, you know? I don't know, but it's something. The Ready Whip fat-free whipped cream people should be talking to you guys about helping them, like I say, sell those cans and get them off the shelves as quick as possible.
You're going to have your shipment soon, and it's going to carry you right through the draft, so don't worry at all.
We were
thinking about this, Mel. I mean, really more me than Rick, but I wanted to bring this to your attention before we get into some of the specifics. Sean McDonough did this for us on Monday Night Football a couple years back, and it was received beautifully by management, by everybody at ESPN. How would you feel about opening night of the draft as you're breaking down like a receiver, Zay Flowers, say anybody you choose to give our show a mention during round one? Be like, you know, I was on with my guys, DiPietro and Rothenberg yesterday, and I said this, something like that. How do you feel about that?
I'd be perfect. I'd love to do that.
Oh, see that, Rick? And you said don't ask him.
No, I didn't say don't ask. I just know I've been asked stuff like that, and sometimes it's uncomfortable, but I think you wanted to ask it, so I let you do it.
Yeah, right. I could do it. Certainly, it would be a great time. It would be when the Giants pick us up.
The
Giants make their pick, and before I get into that pick, I'll just talk about how I mentioned on DiPietro and Rothenberg. I talked a lot about this particular player a lot.
Beautiful. Mel, we love you. I will refresh your memory as we get closer to the draft for that little favor.
I'll never forget that. The Giants and you guys are one and the same, so I'll never forget
that. This is such a happy day. All right, so seriously now, where are we? Is it Stroud? Is it Young? In your mind, I know your latest mock, it was Bryce Young going first. Do you have a lot of confidence that he goes first? Is this a flip of the coin as we get closer to draft night?
It was a flip of the coin a couple weeks ago. I think it's pretty much written down in pen now that Bryce Young, because I try to build a consensus with the people you talk to in the league, and they were much stronger about Bryce Young. So what I did after I built my, I called Adam and Mort, and Adam and Mort concurred that it's Bryce Young. So I said, okay, if I'm hearing a consensus on Young, and our two guys, our two experts, insiders, Mort and Adam, think it's Young, then it's Young. So that's all I'm going with. Nobody's told me at Carolina. I don't think Carolina's told anybody, but that's the general feeling right now is that the first pick overall will be Bryce Young.
See, I got fooled then, Mel, because I love this stuff. I love the combine. I love the pro days and everything else. And I was watching C.J. Stroud's pro day, and Josh McCown actually came up to him afterwards, and they shook hands and hugged, and he said, we should play horse. And C.J. Stroud was like, yeah, there's a hoop right over there. He goes, no, when you get to Carolina, we'll play. And I bought it.
I agree. That's why I thought Stroud at the time. And then it looked like the whole of the family. They were all there. Remember the owner's wife, everybody was all, well, C.J. Stroud. But, yeah, who knows what goes on in with terms of those discussions and what was said. I mean, you want to make everybody feel like, hey, and maybe it was a situation where they were debating two players and really didn't know for sure until now. I don't know how that went down. But all I do with mock drafts is try to listen to people and build a consensus. And back when I did it, it was a flip of the coin. It was a flip. I figured I went with what you guys, the size of Stroud, the fact that at the pro day it looked like, hey, this is our guy, and then all of a sudden now it's not a flip of the coin anymore. Of the people I talked to, it wasn't 50-50. It was now 70-30, and then Mort and Adam concurred, you're right on Young, that's what I'm hearing as well. It's going to be Bryce Young. So does that mean it's going to be Bryce Young? I don't know if it's etched in stone, but I think that's what you hear. So I have a stronger feeling now about the first pick than I did 2 weeks ago, put it that way. Much stronger feeling.
And more, what does it just come down to? The amount that that Carolina gave up, it's just the safer of the two picks?
I think that decision-making, the quick reaction time, the way his his thought process, the way his brain operates so quickly, the way he processes snap decisions, eyes in the back of his head, seeing things on the field that nobody else does. Being able to play this year with players around him that, frankly, weren't nearly as good as the ones in 2021. So I think that, dealing with a little more adversity in the pocket, slipping and sliding, and always having his head up and always seeing things at the last possible moment, are things that I think they went back to and said, okay, hey, if you'd have asked me, and we talked back in July, it would have been Bryce Young guaranteed. He looked like, you know, even when he came out of high school, eventually Bryce Young's going to be the number one pick in the draft. After last year, Bryce Young's going to be the number one pick in the draft. And then all of a sudden, Stroud had that big year, and then sort of the Georgia game, and then the combine, the pro day. And then you started thinking, maybe it isn't Bryce Young's size. Now, I said 195 he had to be. So he ended up being 204. So he was my number one quarterback over Will Levis with Stroud 3. So I went with Young because of being bigger and heavier than 195. Now, whether he'll maintain that during the season, who knows? But at least he got up from whatever he was to 204 and above 195. Because I don't certainly, if he would have been 180 trying to be heavy, you're going to be 180, 185. Then what are you doing during the season? 175? At least here at 204, if he plays at 190, and people say, well, it doesn't matter what you are, quarterbacks can get hurt. Well, I don't. I'd rather have the bigger quarterback, but I certainly have Bryce Young. He's so good. In order to be the number one pick and be 5'10 and a quarter or 190 at your playing weight, you better be phenomenal in those other areas, and he is. He's kind of Peyton Manning-like in those other areas.
DiPietro and Rothenberg with you, 98.7 ESPN. Mel Kiper, the great Mel Kiper Jr., on with us for a couple more minutes here as we're 2 weeks before the draft. Mel, I looked at the most recent mock for you. You have Young 1, Stroud 2, Richardson 3, Levis 4. Is this a great quarterback draft, or is the quarterback position just that important that you think they could go top 4?
Well, they're all super talented, and they have teams picking there that need a quarterback. So it kind of worked in unison there, where you have highly rated quarterbacks with teams. Now, the one player that I'm going against, what I'm hearing a little bit, is Will Levis. All I heard is that Indianapolis could be the spot, and they're not going to trade up to 3. And Levis could be there. So I'm a Levis guy, as you know. But he could drop. He could be the Josh Allen who drops down to that 7 area where Buffalo traded up to get him after I had Josh going number one in my final mock that year. So my number one guy in the final mock the morning of the draft goes 7. So then they trade up to get him. Justin Fields, a QB2 for me, dropped those 11. The Bears traded from 20 to 11 with the Giants to get him. Will Levis could possibly be the guy that drops down into that 7 to 15 area. And if he does, and somebody trades up to get him, that it could be a scenario like we've seen before.
Mel Kiper joins us here on the show. Mel, I was listening to, I don't even know what it was the other day, but they were talking, because I know you said this when we first talked to you, this is not a great draft. There's good players, but this is not a great draft. You could get a great player, but it's not going to be a great draft. So the wide receiver position, this I'm sure will interest Dave, but you got Jackson Smith and Jigba going 12 to Houston. I was listening to something yesterday where they said that he is clear-cut the best receiver, and then there's everybody else. Is that how you look at it?
I think Zay Flowers is pretty close. I mean, Zay Flowers, to me, is the best receiver in this draft based on what he can do with the ball in his hands, how electrifying he is on jet sweeps, reverses. He's kind of got a little Tyreek Hill in him there in terms of the football player on the field, which you can see in terms of dynamic playmaking ability. So I went with Zay and Smith and Jigba kind of 1 and 1A. I had Smith and Jigba as the 5th, 6th highest rated player back in August. Why move him down too much based on the fact he had a hamstring and didn't play this year? And he tested very well. Zay had a great year. He's one of my favorite players in the draft, so I'm tossed between the two. So I don't know. I do not think it's a big gap between Jackson Smith and Jigba and that receiver. I disagree with that, because Flowers and Smith and Jigba are 1 and 1A with Flowers 1. So, and then Jordan Addison 3, who's a heck of a player. People are knocking him because he's not that big. He didn't test great. Bottom line is he had 2 great years with different quarterbacks and different offenses at Pitt and then USC. And he's a great route runner and he's got great hands. So I think those three deserve to be. Johnston, if he had more consistency catching the football and wasn't as much of a body catcher, I think he would be a first-rounder. I have him in the early second. Hyatt's got to fill out, get stronger. Didn't run. He ran well, but he didn't run as fast as I thought he would, the Tennessee receiver, so I think he's a 2. So there you go. I think 2 of these receivers definitely in the first, probably 3, but it is only 3. It's not 4, 5, 6. So it is a position where they're going to drop a little bit. Smith and Jigba won't go, I think, past 12. Flowers in that 17 to 22 range, and then Addison anywhere between 21 and the late first round.
All right, I know you have to go. Do you have time for one more quick one, or do you have to
sure.
go right now?
As much time as you want. I'm making a call, so it's an NFL friend. So anytime, I can give you another 5 minutes if you want.
Oh, this is gorgeous. RJ said it was a hard out, and I wanted to be respectful
for
that.
Well, not now. This is a hard out. No, for you guys, there's all soft outs.
Okay? Oh, this is gorgeous. All right, so now Jets fans very excited. They expect to keep it. I think so, too. They'll keep the 13th pick. If they keep the 13th pick, quickly kind of walk me through how you have the top offensive lineman in this draft.
Well, Paris Johnson Jr. and Broderick Jones and Peter Skoronski are the three. They're all different, okay? If you go to Peter Skoronski, he's a left tackle in college at 6'3" with short arms. Most people think he's going to be a Pro Bowl guard. He can play really any of the five positions, and he could be a great swing man who will be a Pro Bowl guard, but if you get a problem at left tackle with an injury, you can kick him outside the left tackle, and he'll do a heck of a job. So he's very valuable, so I had him at 10 to Philadelphia. Broderick Jones I had to the Jets, and I had Paris Johnson Jr. to Ohio State. Johnson Jr. was a left tackle, needs some work, played right guard, started there. Broderick Jones, left tackle, played some right tackle, practiced at that spot, needs some work. So you got to coach those two up. Skronsky's more NFL ready, technician, great technician. The other two need work in that area, but they're super talented. Broderick Jones tested incredibly well. Broderick Jones, if you had to draw up the offensive tackle who looks perfect for the position, it would be him. 6'5", 311, with incredibly long arms, ran 4.99. Are you kidding me? He's got everything it takes. He just needs an offensive line coach who can create a Pro Bowl caliber left tackle or right tackle. So he gives you some flexibility there. Because he could be, for the Jets, he could be the left tackle, he could be the right tackle. For Paris Johnson, we don't know if he can be the right tackle. We know he's a left tackle who needs work and a right guard. They need a flexible guy, left tackle, right tackle. That's why Broderick Jones was the pick for me.
All right, Mel, last one for me because I know you got to go. So in your previous mock drafts, you had the Giants taking a wide receiver. In this newest one, you have them taking DJ Turner, cornerback, Michigan. Why make the switch now?
Well, I think if you look at the receivers they have, they got a host of guys, not anybody special. And then you could argue, okay, are the receivers that are available at that point special? I had the other three gone. If you look at the mock, you know, Smith and Jigba, Flowers, and Addison are all gone. And like I said, that's why I went with DJ Turner, the cornerback at Michigan. You could think Emmanuel Forbes if he were there. You certainly, you know, could think, you know, Joey Porter Jr. if he were there. I went Turner. You think about the press and off, the experience he has in both, the consistency to last 2 years, how tough he is for his size, 5'11", 178, the 4'2", 6'40", and the fact that I think the Giants need somebody like him. Look at what happened in the Minnesota Giants game, both those teams up and down the field in several games. So to me, if one of those three receivers were there, it would be interesting. I have them off the board. I went with the corner because of that.
All right, Mel, listen, you're the best. I appreciate the extended time. Let's do it again next week. Whipped cream will be arriving sooner rather than later. And as always, we greatly appreciate your time.
I'm going to script out my comments when the Giants make their picks. So I'm going to work on that today, guys.
We love you. We'll talk to you next week, Mel. Thanks so much.
Be Pietro Rothenberg, the best ever.
Oh, we'll take it. The whipped cream providers. Whatever you want, the floor will be yours.
Yeah, exactly. I will definitely do that on draft night. So you know, hopefully everybody's watching because you guys will get a strong mention.
Everybody will be watching. You're the best. We'll talk to you. Thanks.
Take care, guys. Have a great one, man.
All right, there you have it. I mean, you know what? How did you go through life without me before you had me?
I don't. I ask that question to myself every day. I found my soulmate. I'm not afraid to say it.
I mean, don't ask him. It's not gonna land well. He's excited to do it.
Right, but we can't both be the same. That's the beauty of our relationship. We're different. You can't be the same. I was
a little
concerned
about
it.
I don't think anybody wants us to be the same. But you, if I listened to you, you would have talked me out of mentioning it, and then he would have never heard that
no.
we would like that mention.
No. I did not go out of my way to try to talk you out of it. I was just giving you the other side of it. I don't want to affect the relationship. I think RJ was probably thinking the same thing.
Do you think it negatively affected the relationship? I don't think you understand how tight the relationship is with Mel.
Well, now you can't question it. I think you just reaffirmed it, and I'm not afraid to say this. I'm secure enough in my masculinity. I love the man. I love him.
I love him too.
I love him, and I'm not joking. I love him.
He's phenomenal. Aww. He's fun. He's witty. He's as informational as any guest you'll ever have.
He's got the memory of a freaking elephant, dude.
He makes my memory look like I have no idea what's going on.
Dude, we have the mock drafts in front of us. I'm sure he doesn't. And you start naming players, he can tell you their 40 time, how much they weigh, to the exact pound.
It's a little creepy, to be honest.
No, I think it's amazing.
It's wonderful, but it's a little strange. By the way, he clearly lied to RJ.
Well, but he was just...
No.
I don't think he lied.
I don't think he lied. I think he just decided he wanted to swing it.
RJ said he has to be done by 7:45. It's a hard out. He has something else.
And you know what? He made the executive decision while he was talking to you that it was going so good. You know what? Who cares? I'm Mel Kiper. And he swung it.
Yeah, but what do you mean he decided it was going so well? We all knew it was going to go well. It always goes well.
He big-timed whoever was waiting for him.
You know what? We pull back the curtain.
Yeah.
You know who the call was with?
Tell me.
League office, NFL, Park Avenue.
Wow.
Who's league office?
Don't know.
Not league guffus.
Oh, not league office?
You like to do this game, don't you?
What do you mean?
You find enjoyment in it.
I love it.
But yes, I don't know who that is.
You know exactly who it was.
Could be
Goodell.
Could be Raj.
No, it was Goodell.
Raj.
He had a sit down with Roger, and he said, "Raj, booby, when I'm done with the boys, I'll be on with you."
He could be just sitting around his office now, twiddling his thumbs. Where's Mel? On with us.
But you know what the problem is? If Raj were really on the ball, he wouldn't be twiddling. He wouldn't be sitting there doing nothing. He'd be listening to this very show, listening to Mel, knowing he was going to be a little bit late.
You know who sucks at their job?
I'm nervous to answer this question.
Not you. You're great at your job. Ready Whip. The marketing team for Ready Whip sucks at their job. How many eyes are going to be on? How many people do you think are going to be watching the NFL draft, especially round one?
I mean, millions and millions.
Right, of course. And it's known by everyone that follows the NFL and Mel Kiper that he eats pumpkin pie and he douses it with fat-free whipped cream.
Correct.
How is he not doing
on the daily, by the way?
Right, every day. How are they not doing like a leading up to the draft, just lead up to it with it?
It makes no sense.
A just commercial with Mel smashing Ready Whip.
No, have some pie and some Ready Whip right there on the set.
And he says, I do this every single morning. It's my wake-up pleasure, my guilty pleasure. I love it. And in fact, it's not a guilty pleasure because it's fat-free. How smart is that?
It writes itself. The commercial writes itself.
The commercial writes itself. And then he has a meeting with Lee and...
League office.
League office, yeah. LEEGOFFIS. That's what I heard. Lee. Mel Kiper's on line one. Who is he calling for? Lee.
It sounds like a weatherman. League office.
League office. Yeah, kind of does. And next with your weather, Lee Goffis.
Strike.
RJ, why did you say Mel had to be done? He did not have to be done.
He told me he had an out. That's all I can go off of.
It's a soft out, though.
He told you he had a meeting with Lee, huh?
Yeah. Last time I had a soft out, Rocco was born.
Oh, here we go.
Thanks for listening to the DPetro and Rothenberg podcast. Listen live weekday mornings from 6 to 10 a.m. on 98.7 ESPN in New York, the ESPN New York app, or on your smart speaker by asking it to play 98.7 ESPN.